What's up, listeners? Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the In the End Zone podcast. Just a quick heads up before we jump into it. You can find this episode as well as some of our previous recordings on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You can find us by searching at Settle Down Media on both of those sites. Also, be sure to follow us on our new Instagram page. That's In the End Zone podcast on Instagram. It is live. We post videos weekly. So follow us, interact, let us know what you guys think and anything we should talk about in our further episodes. So thanks for listening to this and enjoy this episode. Peace.
I'm done. I'm fucking over this, fellas. You know what? Let's start it.
We're starting it.
Good afternoon, fellas, from a 49ers fan that's not happy. I'm annoyed. I'm just done at this point, dude.
You didn't sound this annoyed yesterday when we talked about it.
Because at this point, it's been 2 days of it, and I've been defending this. Anthony's been saying, and Anthony, I'm going to give you some props here. I'm not going to lie. And I don't like doing it because I didn't want to believe it. And now I believe you. I've been saying all offseason, this is the same thing as Debo. It's not. It's not now. He's actually looking for trades. The Niners are looking for trades. It's completely different. And I've been defending you, Brandon Ayuk. I've been defending your ass this whole offseason saying, oh, it's just him being a drama queen because he wants this money. He wants that. He wants this. But once it comes back and he gets all his money and he comes back on the team, it's going to be perfectly fine. Well, no, it's not going to be perfectly fine because we're not paying him. We're not. We've offered him $26 million. He's not taking it. And I don't want to continue because we're going to talk about this actually as a topic later after this introduction. But I'm pissed off. I'm pissed off. It's not the same. It's like, dude, I've been defending you all offseason, saying that once this got signed or once you were able to come back on the team with whatever franchise deal or tag that you wanted, if that was going to be the case in the beginning, that was past that. Now we're on to if he's going to sign his extension. Once he came back with the extension, oh, we offered him $26 million. Didn't happen with that. But once he did, it was going to be fine. It's not fine. We got teammates saying things. Coach is saying another thing. Brandon Ayuk's being a bitch. Posting on his Instagram. And now I've lost a lot of respect. You know, there was times before where I'm like, this was like Debo. And now it's not.
You want to hear my reaction to this?
I'm sorry.
I need to rant a little bit.
We'll talk about like the logistics of what I'm talking about in a minute. Yeah. But I'm upset.
This is the whole NFC West watching Niner fans crumble.
This had to have planned. So. This had to have been planned.
It's all part of the NFL script.
This is all scripted.
Okay.
Anyways,
how
was your week been? Besides,
let's jump into the intro first, and then get into it.
Yeah,
are we rolling? Are we rolling?
Yeah, we're rolling. So. Zach has been rolling.
All right, let's do it.
Green 18, red 48. Settle down. Wide 80, sit hut.
We suck. Get rid of Belichick. Get rid of Mac Jones. Get rid of our entire fucking receiving core.
You guys are 2-8.
That's what I thought.
2-7, 2-8. It doesn't matter. We still suck.
Yeah. So Seahawks played the Ravens. Final score was 28-25. Geno Smith, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions. Not really much to write home about that game. Just right.
This is a
I don't think Jared Goff is a top 5 quarterback in the NFC.
Are you putting Justin Herbert over Jared Goff?
Yes.
It was like an interview for like a new podcast company. Called Brazzers. I mean, you could see I'm literally in the headquarters right now, dude. I just want to say something real quick, Zach. Congratulations, you have given me a new clip to make for your intro. So, good on you, brother.
Hey,
good on you, brother.
It changes. Let's change it right before the season, fellas.
It rotates, yeah.
Oh,
well, fellas.
All right, well,
I've been on one honestly, and I've been wanting to talk football, and I'm annoyed.
Fellas, let's take a quick second here. All right, Keaton, how's the week been for you? Deep breaths. How's the week been?
Week's been good. Just been pounding through some Olympics coverage. Back on the baseball grind. I've been, you know, just watching my Kansas City Royals play decent against bad teams, shitty against good teams. My Kansas City Royals.
Oh, that's going to take some time to get used to.
Not at all. I already have two jerseys and a hat.
As a friend.
Okay. I respect it.
Respect.
Week's been good, man. Just grinding, slaving away at work. Works. Mm-hmm. Got about 10 hours of overtime because next week, cool announcement, I'm getting my first snake.
What the fuck?
Sage and I are getting a snake. So
okay, a great first pet for a couple. I like it.
Well, we can't necessarily get a cat again because we already have one and it's just, you know, wouldn't probably be the best. So snake's probably going to be. No way. Too much work. Don't have enough time.
Too much responsibility.
Next, honestly, not this episode, not this upcoming episode, but the episode after. So 2 weeks from now, two Wednesdays from now, you'll be able to see him because I'm going to get him in about a week and a half.
Can you have the perfect opportunity? I was going to say,
corn snake.
You have the perfect opportunity to do the meme where it's like, there's a snake in my boot. Perfect opportunity for that one.
I would crush him. I don't have boots, so.
I was about to say, Keen doesn't even have boots.
There's a snake in my Adidas boost. There's a snake in my Ultra Boost.
It's in me, brother.
Too funny. Oh my god. Zach, how's your week going, buddy?
Dude, honestly, it's been solid. Honestly,
good. I'm gonna grab water.
Besides me screaming, I've had a really good week. Work's been really good. I can't complain about that. The workouts are starting to get a little bit better after my cut just because I'm starting to put some food into my body, which is nice. Yeah,
you're actually eating. I'm watching you eat for once.
Exactly. I mean, you saw it. I was eating like I was a fucking rabbit. So I feel pretty good with that. Work has been really solid. It's been pretty busy but solid. And then honestly, football realistically has been the only thing that's been just irritating the fuck out of me. I've been irritated looking at this news. I've been irritated with the top 100. I've been irritated with Brandon Ayuk, and I'll get into this, but there's a lot. There's a lot.
Oh, trust me. There's a lot we're going to talk about. Don't you worry.
There's a lot that we're going to talk about, and that'll be our first topic, but I'm not going to get into it. Yes. Other than that, I've had a good week. It's been solid.
Yes.
It's been good. All right. What about you, Anthony?
You've been grinding too, eh? Yeah, not in the way, though, like how you guys have been, like at work or anything, but my job right now is to study. Study.
I'll wait. I'm gonna let you finish.
Okay. Today I actually took the day off because I woke up with a headache and I was like, I am just gonna relax today. But dude, all the other days I've been studying for
something there, bro.
Like six to seven, 8 hours a day, every single day right now, just trying to study, get prepared for the test, made the executive decision to not do anything on the weekends until I have completed that test. Test date is now on August 27th at 1300 hours.
Nice.
So,
how long is the exam?
It's going to be like 2 hours, maybe 2.5 hours, three.
Oh, not a time limit?
Huh?
You don't have a time limit?
That is my time limit.
Oh, three?
Yeah. About 3 hours. So long test, but it'll be good, hopefully. Nervous, but that's about it though. That just been playing some games with some of the fellas, just been hanging out with them and watching Dexter with Zach.
That's been a great time.
So for everyone that doesn't know, Dexter is probably one of my favorite shows of all time. And I'm just introducing it to Zach, and well, not just now, because we're in season 7, but it's been pretty good. I love how Zach's been loving it. He's finally able to watch the kill scenes in the episodes, so that's actually huge. He finally took him 7 seasons.
That was a new thing with this season. I just watched it instead of like going like this because I don't like blood. I don't like stabbing. And
are you kidding me, bro?
When you watch Dexter, that's all he does. He stabs. And I
are you kidding me, bro?
He's not.
So wait. So like The Boys? Could you not watch The Boys because of that?
Times where I was like this for 30 seconds, like, oh my god, I can't watch this. There's a heroin scene. That one freaked me the fuck out. Anyways, there was one specifically in this last episode where he stabbed someone with a stake, like a wooden stake. And I was like, you know what? It can't be that bad, right? I see it. There's a little blood that spatters. I was like, oh, not that bad. And Aunt Louie looks at me and he's like, are you okay? And I'm
like, sorry.
He looks at me, he's like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, man. I don't know. It didn't really affect me. He's like, you didn't look away. I'm like, I think I was just so invested. I didn't like think about it. He's like, wow. Yeah. Like, are you okay? Like mentally, like, did it freak you out? I'm like, nope, not this time. Like, no.
It was not this time. It was so funny. So that's been a good time. But overall, yes, the week has been good. Just been very stressful. Been doing a lot. Keaton, you had a question for me.
Yeah. For those who don't know, California has a huge fire right now. Going to probably break the record for the largest in California history if it hasn't already. Anthony, you're an arson investigator. The guy who started that fire, if you were the judge, what do you think he should deserve? What's his sentence?
I mean, I don't really have that in the penal codes. Depending on everything, it just, I don't know. He's definitely going to state prison. I can tell you that. Cool.
Has he killed anyone?
Huh?
Has he killed anyone?
I don't know if anyone's died yet.
I didn't see that there was a death. I mean, there could be. I haven't heard anything about it. But I don't even know where the hell contained the fire is right now. Last I saw, which was a week and a half ago, it was only 2% contained.
Yeah, I was like,
hey. So
34% contained.
It's 34 now.
That's better.
That's a lot better, honestly.
I say,
did he get the death penalty for arson?
I hope he does. Prior convictions,
I don't think California. You can, but
there's no death penalty in California, though.
Oh, true, true. But if it was a different state, there's no way, unless he killed a bunch of people, right?
PETA's going to send an assailant in jail.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Anyway, just question.
But, yeah, no, totally. But cool. Fellas, let's get into football, all right? Grab your popcorn because it's time to talk.
Weird-ass football food, personally.
Yeah. So, Brandon Ayuk is the hot topic right now, all right? As we all heard in the beginning of the episode, Zach is very pissed and he's very frustrated with this. So let's just talk about this for a second. So Brandon Ayuk has now requested a trade now from the Niners. The Patriots were looking into him. The Browns were looking into him and the Steelers were looking into him. The Patriots were offering Kendrick Bourne in the trade details, but now it's been updated since yesterday that the Patriots are no longer looking into trading for Ayuk, probably because of money, but also it is because Ayuk did not want to go with to New England. I did see something else that the Patriots did offer him, like $31 million or $32 million. But he declined. Yep. 31. But he declined because he doesn't want to go to the Patriots, which is fine. Sucks for me, but it's fine.
He wants to play for a team that's relatively competitive. He said that he was uninterested at going to the Patriots just because they have a rookie quarterback and they're not competitive. So just like you said.
So then the next one is the Browns, like I said. The trade details for the Browns is with Amari Cooper. So that would be interesting. I feel from out of all the Niner fans, out of all the friends, our friends that we've talked with, everyone's saying that if the Niners were to trade Brandon Ayuk, they'd be happy with trading him to the Browns because they would probably get Amari Cooper at that point.
Yeah.
The trade with the Steelers. Now this one's interesting because realistically, I don't understand who the Steelers would give up. It's not like realistically that the Niners need picks right now. They don't need picks. They need players. And I don't see the Steelers giving up George Pickens at all. So what goes on with that? Zach, I'll ask you last. Keaton, I want to hear your input on this.
Yeah, I don't understand the Steelers thing. First and foremost, I got to be honest. If it's about money for Brandon Ayuk, I don't know why he doesn't take the Patriots deal. Because
that makes no sense.
What?
That was the main thing that pissed me off. It's what the fuck do you want?
You know, I'm looking at it and I'm like, okay, well, it's not about winning. It's about money, right? Okay, cool. You can't necessarily always have both. It's hard to have both. We see it with the Chiefs. The Chiefs don't have any Travis Kelce's tight end. I'm talking about strictly wide receiver. The Chiefs don't have a guy like that. The Lions do, but most teams that are ultra, ultra competitive, other than the Niners, don't have these players that are making fat contracts, but they're really consistent. Brandon Ayuk is in a really good position here because the Niners offered him slightly below what he was looking at. And he said, no, I want more money. Okay, so it's not about Super Bowls. So then why wouldn't you take the Patriots offer? Because if it's about money then, because you've clearly made that the point that you don't care about winning, what doesn't New England provide for you? Maybe it's the weather. Okay, I can understand that. Mm-hmm. But Pittsburgh isn't much cooler. It's cold as balls in the winter. I was there.
And Cleveland?
This time. Cleveland? Yes.
Yes.
And I was there this time 2 years ago. in August, late August, dog was already cold as balls.
Yep.
Not like cold, but I, you know, in the in January, it gets frozen.
Right.
And I looking at this, I don't understand who the Steelers have to give up of a skill position, especially in a position of need that the Niners have, which is very limited. They don't have much. And I've heard from reports, and I'll let Zach cover this. I've heard from reports that the Steelers, if a trade happens, it doesn't involve a player. So now we're just talking picks. And I don't know what the Niners need, because honestly, I just, this whole trade fiasco is kind of losing me a little bit. Because he doesn't have as much leverage as he think he has.
I'm going to take a deep breath here and try to just put all the pieces together. Okay. So let's get into it, right? You just said exactly what made me lose a ton of respect for Brandon Ayuk, because you're a bitch the whole offseason, right? Okay. It's like the typical thing the wide receiver does, especially when you're a star wide receiver and the 49ers, for some reason, love to have weird contract deals in the offseason. So I expected it.
They love controversy. He said
that he felt disrespected at $26, $27 million. Completely understandable. If I'm in Brandon Ayuk's position, I feel the exact same way. That's not even top 10 money. I think he's a top 10 wide receiver. You give him top 10 money, right? But then, like you fucking said, the 49ers and him never got to an agreement, so they opened up trade talk. The four teams that we talked about, like you said, were the Patriots, the Steelers, the Browns, and then there was one more, I think, but they weren't really like into it. So it was those main three, right?
That one was Washington.
And then
that one was Washington.
That was over. Thank you.
But they're,
and I think that was more so just rumors. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Those were more just rumors. But then you look at it and some of these teams fall out and then they come back in. And then we get this big report that the Patriots offered him $30 million a year. $30 million a year would put him at the fourth highest paid wide receiver, tied for the fourth highest paid wide receiver in the league with Tyreek Hill. So if it's not about winning, you felt disrespected that you were offered $26 million, which still gets you a lot of money. You're getting paid more than Debo. And then it's not about going to a team that's going to give you the best offer. What is it? What the fuck? Dude, you're just being a bitch. Like, I think genuinely he's being a baby just so he gets like $29 million from the 49ers, and that's it. Yep. And the thing is, the Niners have opened up trade talks, and Brandon Ayuk basically, and again, this is where he has leverage. He gets to talk to these teams and say, hey, this is the package I want. 49ers, do you guys agree with this, right? And there's been packages where the 49ers are like, nah, we don't agree with this. Like the Steelers, again, I've heard the Steelers could offer an offensive tackle. An offensive tackle? Like, an offensive tackle with some picks, bro. Okay, maybe that'll help, but who's going to replace Brandon Ayuk? And then you look at like a Browns thing, and it's like they're going to trade like a second rounder and then Amari Cooper. That to me is the only trade that I'd be happy with. But the Niners botched this too. Like, let's not get this fucking confused. The Niners and Brandon Ayuk both botched this situation.
Yeah,
if you're going to trade a homie, especially a wide receiver, you have to do it before the draft, because you either get draft capital for that year where they could have picked a top five wide receiver, or you get a player back in advance. And now we're trying to get both of them for a team that's in the future. The 49ers need to win now. Win now.
Yeah, I've heard
that Brock Purdy is looking for, and maybe this is just random reports, but him and his agent are looking for upwards of $300 million, making him the highest paid. Specifically, absurd. I've seen $325 million for 5 years being thrown around.
Again, absurd for a checkdown merchant.
Don't quote me, but next year, dude, we're fucked. This is the year. This year and next year are the years. And if Brandon doesn't want to go to a team that's going to pay him the most, and if he doesn't want to go to another team that is going to pay him 26, and we're going to be technically the best team in football. I don't want to be that fan, but if we're not number one, we're number two, right?
Yeah.
If we're not the best team, we're number two. So if you don't want to fucking win, you don't want the money, what are you doing? And the thing that pisses me off, it's like he's dapping up the coaches and shit, and then we have all of this come out, bro. And then this was the main thing. I don't know if you guys saw this. But,
you know, that's not part of my job. It's not part of my position. I think obviously as a former teammate, or, you know, teammate of his in general, any teammate that you have, you love, you respect them.
But the whole situation really pisses me off, because it's like, I think Brandon Ayuk is getting disrespected a little bit with $26 million, but if you're going to ask for trades and then you're offered the money that you want, why would you not take that? And the thing is, it can't be a money thing, or excuse me, it can't be a weather thing, because Cleveland's in the running and he's been talking about fucking the Commanders and every other team too. All of those are cold. They're cold, brother. I'm like, it doesn't make sense. And the reason the 49ers are not paying him $30 million is because Brandon Ayuk doesn't play like those players do that are getting paid $30 million. Not to say if he was given 100 chances that he would fucking put up the numbers, because he would, I think, or that he wouldn't put up the numbers, because he would. But our offense runs through the run game. It runs through bubble screens. It runs through different weird play calls. It's not a specific wide receiver one type of offense. And that's the main thing to me, where it's like, okay, dude, you're not going to get paid like that because you won't play like it. But then again, you look at the 49ers situation, it's like, we botched it. We've had the opportunity to trade him since the Super Bowl was over. You either trade him for draft picks, and now you're looking for 2025, 2026 draft picks. If we take the Steelers one, I've lost a lot of hope in the Niners. I'll say that, in their front office, because it is a shitty situation.
Hey, Zach, do you think that this could be the start of your guys' Madden curse?
Okay, Anthony, I was thinking about that because Trent Williams is holding out too. We don't have to jump into that, but Trent Williams is also holding out. I think we talked about this 2 weeks ago.
We did last week.
Not ideal. Yeah. Not ideal. He hasn't signed yet. Not fucking ideal. But another thing is, the reason Christian McCaffrey had this interview is because he was sitting out with a calf strain. Not good. Not good. 4 weeks. Out 4 to 6 weeks with the calf strain. Actually, no. I think it said all of preseason. So 4 weeks. It's not good, dude. That's why I'm like, dude, I've been on one like all day. I'm like, oh, what am I going to talk about in this podcast? Now just let it rip. Honestly, if I'm yapping, let me know. But dude, fuck, man.
Yeah, so, that's absurd.
Did you find anything?
Yeah, I'm getting it. Okay. I'm getting it.
We'll wait and then we'll wait. We'll watch that. Any last minute comments and then we'll move on. Oh. That's crazy though. This is
Niners. Warm, dude. I'm like sweating right now.
Niner fans are in shambles right now.
It sucks, man. It sucks because it's like, why wouldn't you just sign like a 2 year deal too? You know, like you've proved yourself. If you sign for like a 2 year, $54 million deal, you could play with the Niners while they're in a Super Bowl contending team and then go somewhere else for a major contract when you're older. That's the thing. I'm like, dude, like, it sucks. It sucks. And I realistically don't know. The thing is, Ricky Pearsall, he's been playing really well, but it's also like everyone plays well in training camp. You know, it seems like fucking literally every single person is playing well. I haven't heard like one bad news of someone playing bad, you know?
Yeah, no.
Yeah. So I'll have to add it in post, but I will just play the video on my phone if that works. The application I'm trying to record it from just is picking up your guys' mics too, and I don't really want to leave this thing. So you guys jump into the next thing, and I'm going to pull this video up on my phone.
Okay. Right. Sounds good.
So, well, you brought up training camps. Let's talk about this for a minute. So have you guys seen the absurd amount of fights that have been happening at these training camps and at these and all this?
Dude, there have been a lot. Like a lot. Like it seems like every other team is fighting.
I remember I showed you a fight of the Steelers, and then there was the Panthers.
Yep.
Okay, here
part of my position.
Okay, sorry boys. I didn't mean to interrupt. Here's the video.
You know, that's not part of my job. It's not part of my position. I think obviously as a former teammate, or you know, teammate of his in general, any teammate that you have, you love, you respect them, you want the best for them.
Did you hear it?
You know.
Yeah.
Former. It's not
that
good.
That will be added in post.
DMC might have just dropped it. Might have just dropped what's happening behind the scenes, but
wow,
it's not good. And that's the thing. Like, Anthony, why I've been defending Brandon is because I think the Niners really like Brandon. Everyone there likes Brandon. But when a teammate says shit like that, that means that if he does come back, there is going to be a huge amount of tension in that locker room. And that's exactly what I was saying and why I was defending him, because I was like, oh, they like him. Now it's like, fuck, it's not good. No matter what happens, it's not good.
Yeah.
So just to clarify real quick before we continue what we were talking about earlier, this is not just another Deebo Samuel situation.
No, it's not. And I can admit that now. I mean, it's been all summer. It's been tough. I'm not going to lie. It's been tough. And I'm giving you your flowers, so don't rub it in my face. But
hey, I got to take my wins.
I deserve it a little bit. It's different.
All right.
It's different for sure.
Yeah. Well, yeah, let's continue back into this, though. The training camp. Keaton, have you seen all the fights that have been going on at these training camps between these teams?
Yeah, a little bit. My team actually got involved in their own little skirmish.
Yeah.
Really?
With themselves. So happy we're kicking off the Mike McDonald era with a Seahawks special. Yeah, dude, pretty crazy. I'll pull the video up.
I'll say this. I think it's cool when it's like team versus team, you know what I'm saying? Just because that's competitiveness. But if it's a fucking non-joint practice and it's just between like players that are on the same team and they're fighting, that is not a good look ever. Never a good look. Like, that's not what you want. But there was one specifically that I saw that I want to play this video. And again,
yeah,
it's not
I was gonna say, do you want to play it or do you want me to play it?
Yeah, I'll play it real quick. This one's not gonna have audio. Crazy. But we don't need audio.
Mine had audio. Okay, there you go.
Damn, damn, damn. Oh my god.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yes.
Oh my god.
If
you guys don't know who those guys were. It was Kirby Joseph, who is a massive safety, who is like 6'2", 220, I believe. He might be bigger. And Malik Nabers, the rookie for the fucking Giants, man. I love it. Malik literally said that. He's like, yeah, I'm not going to repeat what he said, but he said some shit to me and like I felt disrespected. Pushed him right in his face. And Kirby's like, he's a fucking well-known safety. He's honestly really good. So I like that. I like that. Malik the dog.
Here's what happened in Seattle real quick.
This one was tough.
Yeah, this one was crazy. I was frustrated at the start, and now I understand what happened. So,
hey, Costa
let's
Mesa.
Watch the video. Costa Pay Mesa. Attention right here. Right in the back there on the left.
Oh.
Now we're getting a skirmish, and wait.
Oh!
Rosa helmet. Rosa helmet. Wow. Oh, yeah, it got bad. So a little bit of backstory real quick. Just make it quick. Trey Brown, the guy who DK Metcalf was fighting with, got into it with my favorite wide receiver in the NFL, Jacob James Bobo the III. That's not his legal name. But he apparently, Jake Bobo was talking a little trash. Trey Brown didn't like it, ripped his helmet off, busted him up in the nose. And then Jake Bobo picked himself back up, took a play off, came back, got two straight tutties on Trey Brown. So then Trey Brown started John, and DK was like, all right, I'm not going to have it. DK touched him up a little bit, and then they got into a full-out fight. And then after that, Mike McDonald had to kick out two players. It was the kid we got from Michigan, the defensive edge we got from Michigan, and defensive lineman for fighting. So all in all, three fights break out at a Seahawks camp. We're so fucking back, baby. Football's so back. Seahawks football is so back. Doesn't matter if it's Pete Carroll, Mike McDonald. Fights always happen.
God. I love it.
Anyway, go ahead.
How do you guys think this is going to affect teams, though? Like these teams that are getting into fights with each other in the training camps. Think it's going to affect it too much in the regular season? Or you think it's just like, they're going to suck like they normally do, and it is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, besides, maybe cause, like, some that are decent. Beef. It might cause some player beef, but I don't think it'll cause beef with some of the teams. But, I mean, it is crazy. I feel like they're fighting a lot more this year. But in all reality, they fight every year. So it's fucking nuts regardless. I love it.
Well, I will say there now might be you know, obviously fights have always been a thing in spring training. This is where it's going to get the worst because the NFL has fined both, I believe, the Jaguars and the Dolphins, I want to say, $200,000 each for their involvement in the fights, basically saying, hey, we don't tolerate that. I don't know if it was Dolphins, whoever that fight, the Jaguars fight was between. But yeah, basically saying, hey, we don't tolerate that. Next time we're not going to, you know, not going to be so nice. $200,000 is not chump change either. That's a lot of money in when you're talking cap space, even for the NFL. So yeah, there's probably going to be some like Seattle. There's probably going to be something that happens there. So,
right. Yeah. Right. Well, moving on, let's talk about some more contract extensions, shall we? The first one I saw was the Harrison Butker for the Kansas City Chiefs. He got an extension for 4 years and $25.6 million with $17.5 million guaranteed. And he's at $6.4 million per year. On top of that, he is the highest paid kicker. And before, the highest paid kickers were Justin Tucker and Jake Elliott, who are both averaging $6 million per season with their contracts.
Good for him. Good for him. Mm-hmm. He's been a dog besides this offseason. And before you guys go at us, oh, it wasn't controversial. Shut the fuck up. It was controversial. But, hey, maybe, you know, maybe what? All you have to do is have like a semi-controversial offseason and you get extended.
You know what? Yeah. I will say, I'm going to be honest real quick. I'm not going to play into his controversy at all, but the people dissing him on national TV right now, like the ESPYs just happened or whatever it was, and you had like Serena Williams dissing him, but then they're fucking praising Tyreek Hill. Come on. Can we not have a double standard here? Like, I get it. It's one thing to come out and say shit, but there are actual abusers in the NFL. Deshaun Watson, where's the criticism? Just being honest. Just being honest. I Harrison Butker, what he said was ill-timed and wrong, but doesn't mean everybody else doesn't get hate the same way he does.
Yep.
My two cents. Subi, call me Eminem. Cancel me.
So the next contract extension though that we have on here is an extension with Tyreek Hill. 3 years.
Speaking of the devil.
3 years worth $90 million, including $65 million guaranteed. Insane. Really good extension for Tyreek Hill.
Well, it's kind of insane because we talked about this and there wasn't a lot of headway with this extension until something happened last week. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
He had his 14th child.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill was named the number one player in NFL by the players. And right afterwards, he gets this extension. He's voted the number one player of the 2024 season by the players, and he gets this extension literally 24 hours after this. So do you think he used it for leverage?
Probably had already something in the works.
Yeah, had it in something, but it's ironic.
Do I think he's the number one player in the NFL, though? I don't know.
Absolutely not.
I don't know. I mean, he would have broken the record if he didn't get injured, but you know, Cooper Kupp almost did it. So Cooper Kupp wasn't number one.
I love Tyreek Hill, but there is fucking way there is any other guy that should have been voted number one besides Patrick Mahomes.
I kind of thought Tua Tagovailoa should have been there.
Oh, you know really? Sorry, not Patrick Mahomes. What about KJ fucking Osborne, bro?
You know what?
KJ Osborne. Yes.
No, that shit was crazy, man.
I wanted to let you guys know that in a few days here, I actually am buying a KJ Osborne jersey and I'm framing it in my room.
No way.
It is going to get framed somewhere. I don't know where because I don't have space, but I think I'm going to frame it behind me.
Oh, man.
But it has been on my list of things to buy.
That's KJ Osborne. Shout out KJ Osborne.
Shout out. Dude, I honestly might. I might reach out to him and be like, yo, you want to sign this? Here's all the clips of me glazing you. hey, it worked with the Jets players.
Fair enough. That is so funny.
Oh, man.
Shout out KJ Osborne.
Shout out KJ.
For real, though.
Legend in the screens.
There is a NFL rule change, by the way. The cheat motion call will be called more now. I don't know if you guys saw about this. Zach, do you want to maybe go into a little bit of this?
Yeah.
I
saw this just because it affects really three teams. And it's kind of funny because they're all branched under Kyle Shanahan. So it's or the Kyle Shanahan type of offense, right? So it's Miami, Kyle Shanahan with the 49ers, and then it's who's the other team? The Rams. So these three teams specifically used this rule last year. And this did not change anything in the actual like officiating rule book. Like there was no verbiage that has been changed, but the NFL has watched, has watched some actual tape from last year, and they are going to call this more often. Now the rule actually says this, and let me try to actually pull this up real quick. So it says this. One thing that wasn't changed in the rule book was a type of motion popularized last year called the cheat motion. So it has not been changed in the rule book. But The Athletic pointed out that according to the rules, any eligible backfield player who changes his stance does not have to come to a complete stop prior to the snap, as long as his actions are not abrupt, false start, or forward illegal motion. Now, last year, and I wish we had an example of this, but Tyreek Hill did this a lot where he'd go in motion. He wouldn't stop all the way, and as long as it wasn't abrupt forward right before the snap, he would get away with it. And you see Tyreek Hill, he flies by some of these guys. Debo did it too, but the cheat motion falls under the second part of the ruling, but it often went uncalled last year. Players are allowed to continue their movement pre-snap, but they can't go upfield before the ball is snapped. And we see that, again, a lot with, like, Canadian football and stuff like that. So they
arena
got
football
away with
league.
It a little. Yeah,
arena. Always ran yeah, that.
That's what it is. Yep, yep.
Right.
Although that was the rule last year, NFL officials will put further emphasis on calling it this season, considering a number of NFL teams, including Miami, 49ers, all of the teams I just said got away with it. So it's interesting. There's been a lot of NFL rule changes. Not to say this is necessarily a rule change, but there's been a lot that's happened this offseason, man. I'm so excited for football. Me I don't too, know yeah. if you guys are, but I'm starting to get
oh,
into
I am.
It, dude. I'm sorry.
I'm ready for it. Yeah. I'm ready for
And
ready
we have we have like the start. Oh, dude, same. I'm really, really excited about fantasy. Stewie and I are in a sleeper dynasty league right now, so we've been fucking drafting since, like, July 14th, the last
three Which league years. Am I in?
It's wild.
You're in our other sleeper one.
I signed in. Or I signed,
not
I,
that one. Not that one.
Oh,
not that one.
Oh.
Not that one. Yeah, so Zach's in a dynasty yeah, league dude. With Stewie. They manage a team together. I'm in a dynasty league with John and Stewie, but we have all of us have our own teams. And then I'm also in a league with the Stewarts, and then I'm in a and then our league.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited for fantasy. I have a very, very interesting position this year in our league. I'm drafting six, and there might be a guy that I'm picking that has an ADP of 1.11. So
what is it? Oh,
not for that.
Cool.
There is a guy that I might be reaching for. So we shall see. I'm not going to say the names, but I've told Anthony because he's actually drafting at 11, and he will not be there most likely.
What's the guy's name?
I'm going to be reaching. I'm not going to lie.
I do actually want to
see.
Well, I do actually want to. I'm not. I know I draft before you one because I'm five, but I do legitimately want to know, and not because I'm going to do that, not because I'm going to draft them. I already know
who I'll tell you after this because if the boys watch this and then take it, I'd be pissed. Like I really
You're not going to take them. You're in six.
I'm taking Kyle Pitts. I'm taking Kyle Pitts, fifth overall pick.
Okay. God. Here we go.
Actually, do you think I could take KJ Zach Osborne? Wilson? Zach Wilson, Bobo? Is he going to be available? What about Michael Penix?
I actually saw Michael Penix throwing. He looked pretty good.
Penix is going to be very good.
And I think that ends our episode, unless we have other topics you guys want to talk about.
I have an announcement, but...
Keaton has an announcement. Go for it.
At the time that this episode will drop, i.e. about 10:30 a.m. Friday, Pacific Standard Time, the official In the End Zone Twitter will be live and active.
Yo,
ran by moi. Give it a so right, anyway, right. I'm going to be running that Twitter page. So if you have any suggestions on things you'd like to see, reports you'd like to see, let me know. But yeah, I'm going to be slaving away at that thing and just really trying to make it as good as possible. So anyway, any other announcements?
No. Yes, I actually have a couple. So
okay,
we are actually going to be moving to weekly starting next week. So look out for that. We are still trying to decide on which day we're actually going to post. So it'll either be Thursday or Friday, depending on our schedules. And the next 4 weeks, we basically just have preseason talk. And with that, we're going to talk our division predictions, award predictions, a little bit of fantasy and everything in between. We might do a mock draft for the first round, so stay tuned for that. And then the last two things that I want to talk about was look out for some merchandise that we're going to actually be creating pretty soon for all of the podcasts, but specifically for In the End Zone, we're going to look at a design after this, and we'll probably drop it starting early September is my understanding. So we'll do that. And God, Keaton, I just saw something that you put in the doc, but that's so bad. And then realistically, I think that's it. That wraps up everything.
Cool. Yeah. All right. Well, Dick, been a good episode, fellas. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll catch you on the next one next week.
Cool. Peace.
Peace.
Peace.